tuned in to the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Oh, yes. Hello. How's it going? Nice to be here, as always. 9:07 is your time, live and direct from downtown Tirana, because there's no T in the second part of Tirana. It's actually just become a noise, isn't it, now? Where are you from? What about Ottawa as well? The T's have become D's in Ottawa, and Toronto has just become a... So there you go. I'm live and direct from downtown, as I like to call it. Anyway, it's nice to be here. My name's Vinny. I'm not from around here. I'm going to do this introduction until you get to know me. It could come across as somewhat egotistical, but I thought, really, because I am new here on the radio and obviously in this country, it's probably a good idea to reintroduce myself every time I do a radio show. Could get boring for some, but it hammers the message home. Hello, I'm Vinny. I've been here for 5 or 6 years, working in the radio in Ottawa, and now I'm here in Toronto and loving it, and things are going well. And today we're going to be doing a radio show, as we do every week from 9 till 10. It's usually a bit of a mishmash, bit of a unpredictable wild ride, and a look back at the week here in Toronto, having a look at some of the news that's been going on in my life and on in the broader spectrum, and having a chat with you as well. You can get involved at any point. It's always encouraged. And if you want to get involved, you can text on 71010. It's the method that involves the least courage. But I am quite likeable, I think. My mum says I am. So you can call in as well. 416-872-1010 on the phone. 416-872-1010. Or StarTalk 8255 on the old cell thing. That's when I start sounding old. On the old, you know, on the thing there. You know, the what's it, the doobry that you carry about. Yes, the book, the face, that's it. Oh, I love a twit. Yeah, so if you want to get involved in that, and I think I'm on Twitter, but I don't often use it. If you're into that sort of thing, you can find me at Vinny White, V-I-N-N-E-Y, slightly dyslexic, Vinny White, and again on Facebook. I mean, the introduction to this show takes half the show. This is the problem with all these technologies. Just getting through that. And relax. Maybe we can do some radio now. Nice to be here. Always a pleasure. Never a chore. I'd like to start off with an apology. I'm going to sort of abuse my position here to use this as a forum for an apology, because I did something awful. And some of you will think that what I did is awful, and some of you will think what I did is justified. But I think I overstepped the mark with a what we call in England a traffic warden, and I believe here it's called a parking attendant. I mean, that's what they're called to their face. Usually behind their back, not so nice. I don't have a car, so it really doesn't give me a platform to be offensive to these people. But I do borrow my girlfriend's car quite regularly. And as you know, if you do drive in Toronto, you can't possibly park for more than a millisecond without getting a ticket. In fact, she told me a story this week that she managed to get a ticket whilst walking to the machine to buy an overpriced ticket. So that is fantastic, isn't it? You can't actually even... You have to send someone else to go and buy your ticket, because by the time you've bought it, you come back and you've got a ticket. That is actually a fact. Well, not always, but it is in this case. But the point I'm going to make here is that I was very offensive to a parking attendant on Friday night. I was a bit drunk, which is no excuse, and I'm ashamed of myself. You see, it started on Thursday night. She was walking up my road ticketing all the cars in stealth mode. She parked her bicycle at one end of the road and then, like, creeped along the road, giving out tickets. And so as to not, you know, cause any attention, it's the most surreptitious stalking technique I've ever seen. And I caught her, so to speak, at it. And this was Thursday night. And I just thought, it was like 5 minutes past midnight, and you're not allowed to park there at midnight. So she's out, you know, she's waiting at the top of the road and she's down there. And it's worth mentioning at this point that she was quite attractive. I don't know if that's relevant. Certainly not normal, is it, in that scenario? I don't think I've seen a great deal of attractive traffic wardens or parking attendants. But just to show I'm not a shallow man, I was offensive to her the day after, regardless of her looks. So then it must be all right. she was walking down. So imagine that. So that's Thursday. Sober. I look at her. She's stalking down the road, giving out tickets. Friday night, I went out. I had a few beers. It's not big. It's not clever. And perhaps a little bit of the old Dutch courage. And I was walking down the road, and she was doing it again. And this time, it was 11:59. I mean, she really was. She was actually essentially breaking the law, surely, because she shouldn't have been ticketing until 12:01. And I believe there's supposed to be 5 minutes leeway as well. I don't know. Let's not worry about the semantics. The fact is that she was doing what she always does, stealth walking down the road. And I just had enough, and I was a bit cocky, and I said to her, sort of under my breath, because I haven't got the guts to actually speak to anyone to their face when I'm being offensive. So I'm turning Canadian. And I said to her, I sort of mumbled, "Oh, goodness sake, I hope you're proud of yourself." And she said, "What?" And that's when I should have walked on, and I didn't, and I entered into it. And I said, "I hope you're proud of yourself." And I said it clearly, and I mean it. And she said, "I am." And I should have left it there as well, but I didn't. Oh, ruined it. I said, "Why?" And she said, "Because I love my job." And then in the most condescending voice and tone I could arise, I just looked at her and said, "Well, perhaps you should go home and think about why." And it's at that point, she said, "Who are you to tell me?" And she's absolutely right. Who am I? Just some talk radio DJ who's got no right to throw his weight around. Wasn't even getting his own car ticketed. What's wrong with me? And I probably wouldn't even mention this until this point. And I'm not saying this to try and impress anyone. I am ashamed of it. But she said, "Have a good day," which, as we all know, means go yourself in that tone. So I thought, well, you know, I'm going to say it. And for some stupid reason, and this is what I genuinely apologize for, I said go yourself to her. And I didn't say it in the have a good day mode. I actually said that. And she looked quite offended. Let's be honest, she's heard worse. She's heard it every day. And she's a tough cookie. But it doesn't mean that it's all right. And so therefore, and not just because you're attractive, I would like to apologise to the traffic attendant, warden thingy. I'm trying to choose my language carefully because I could make it worse. Yeah, I've got to be careful. I could accidentally say like that, and therefore I apologise to the Nazi. No, so I apologise to the lovely woman who was just doing a job and doing it in a way that was proficient and how she was taught. And it's not big and it's not clever to be condescending to a woman on their own at midnight as well. That's another relevant point. You know, it could have come across as threatening and it was unfair. And for that, I'm sorry. So there you go. Until I get a ticket, and then I will probably say all that again, but in a slightly more well-mannered way, because slowly but surely, I'm learning to be a better person. I think we've all been on a little journey there, a little bit of counselling. If you can, just give me a call, rub my back. That would be nice. Thanks a lot. All right, I wanted to get that out of the way. It's a platform that I've been given, and I've abused it. I abused her, and now I abuse my platform for apologising to her, but at least it's got it out of the way. If you want to get involved, 416-872-1010. I don't want to drag that out, because I've got so much to talk about over the next hour. But if you are, like me, somewhat disappointed, or, I don't know, incandescent with rage and just genuinely furious all the time at the amount of tickets that you get because it's an absolute astonishingly bad tax on anyone that even thinks about owning a vehicle in the city, then you can call in. There's a contradiction. I don't want to talk about that, but, you know, you can call in if you want. You can talk about whatever you want with me. It doesn't bother me at all. And you can tell me that I was wrong. I think I was. And if you think I was right, you're probably wrong, because there's no way that we should live in a society when I should be allowed to be genuinely offensive to someone like that. All right, now what do I want to talk about? Loads of stuff. Over the next hour, we're going to be doing we're going to have a look at a fantastic Toronto misconnection. This is where I read out a misconnection that's been posted on Craigslist and just try to improve the people coming together that is the order of a misconnection. That's the point in them. People point the situation they're in and look for that woman or man. And I'm going to be reading out a really good one later on. And, of course, the story that just keeps on giving. It's the IKEA monkey. It's unbelievable how many column inches this monkey's got. And I'm going to make it worse because I'm going to talk about it later. There's a new chapter in the IKEA monkey. If you're listening outside Toronto, good for you. Well done. Nice to have you on board. You're welcome here. But do wipe your feet and be nice. And if you don't know about this, you probably do know about this, even if you're listening in London. I was listening to English radio the other day to get a bit of home, and they were talking about the IKEA monkey there. So, yeah, unless you're in Timbuktu, which is a whole other heap of problems if you're in Mali, then you probably know about this IKEA monkey. Now, he was a little monkey who's owned by a woman. Well, I say owned, loosely.
She possessed him. That's the sort of the legal question, really. Did she own him? And he went for a walk in the parking lot of a Toronto IKEA. Yeah. It beats the flat pack furniture that you usually see carted around there. It was a very cute little picture that went viral and went astonishingly across the world of a lovely little macaque and his little jacket in the IKEA parking lot here in Toronto. And she's had the monkey taken away from her. There is a new chapter, and if you don't know, it involves a children's book. I am not joking. So we're going to get into that later. And some other stuff, whatever you want. We like having you here. Get involved. 71010 on the text. 416-872-1010. Now, I'll tell you one thing that I'm going to start with is, even though I've spent 17 minutes banging on. One thing I'm going to start with is prices. It was inspired this week by a pint. And I got so annoyed about this, even more than the traffic warden, parking attendant, Nazi. I ended up thinking, yeah, I'm going to have to do a bit on the show. And it's now the $10 pint. That's the thing that did me. I went to a restaurant on College Street and here in Toronto, and it was an Italian, nice enough. They only had Peroni on tap, which is a slightly more, I don't know, upper class slash pretentious slash not particularly amazing beer. And so I went, it's not, is it? I'll tell you what, it's not worth the money I spent on it. And I gave the guy $10 and he said, and I quote, "Do you want change?" Yes, yes, yes. Unless I gave you a fiver. What is that? The $10 beer? I was incandescent with rage. I nearly fell apart. And I said, yeah, but I gave you $10. He said, yeah, do you want change? Confident, bold as brass. It's not his fault. He's on minimum wage. Of course he would. I said, how much is it? He said, $8.75. I had a hernia. $8.75 for a pint of beer. There's a Chinese restaurant opposite me that you can get lunch of three items for $5. It costs three more dollars. It costs double that to get a pint of beer. Oh, I must be getting angry. I've gone high voice. That's a rare thing. Hang on a sec. I actually have to adjust myself when I go that high, because the only way I can achieve those kind of notes is through... You don't need to know. But if you're watching the webcam, sorry about that. I could not believe it. And I feel sorry for the guy, because I said, yeah, I do want change. I want my $1.25, and because I'm British and I'm not used to tipping, I'll give you 50 cents. And I rooted around to get him that. And yeah, I know, I'm not getting any friends here today, but come on. $10 a beer. Is that the world we're living in? So it got me looking into it, and I thought, is this the most expensive city ever or what? And the answer, of course, is no. But since I left London, which was about 6 years ago, things have really changed in the world. And a lot of people say to me, well, you're used to it being expensive. It's really expensive in London. Only they don't say it in that voice. And I say, yeah, but it's not. And that's my beef. So I started looking into it, and I wanted to know if Toronto is one of the most expensive cities in the world. And the fact of the matter is, the answer is, yes, it is one of the most expensive cities in the world. And the more research I did, the more that it upset me. I'm such a miserable git this week, aren't I? Just moaning about everything. I'm like an old man. I'm going to get a cardigan. And another thing! Oh, well. I need to get it out, and I'm sure that I'm going to get some people agreeing with me on this. So I wanted to look into it and on a global scale. Now, the problem is it's difficult to know exactly what constitutes the most expensive city in the world how to judge it, because it depends on your entire methodology behind it. It isn't by any means the most expensive city in the world, but then when you actually look at the earning potential of most people in Toronto, the average wage in Toronto, for example, is about $53,000 a year. So when you take that into account, then actually it is. So in a ranking across the world, Tokyo usually comes up number one, and then, you know, Oslo, Dubai and stuff. But what's happening is in Toronto, we're getting to a point where, because the things are so expensive and the wages aren't really in any way comparison, and things are getting more expensive and the wages aren't going up in a lot of ways, there's just an outrageous amount of money that you have to pay on everything. So here's just a few examples. Books are about $7 more in Toronto than they are in Buffalo. That's a kickoff. Sports, the price of a Raptors ticket here, the cheapest seats are about $20, which is twice the price of the nosebleeds at Miami Heat home game. Clothes, usually like a good benchmark is a Stephen Allen shirt. Here it's about $20 more than New York. Public transit, the price of which has increased by 47% in the last 10 years. Some of the most expensive in the world now. Daycare costs about $60 a day per kid. And even the antidote, condoms, are more expensive here than in the USA. Condoms are expensive in Canada. I've researched in as many countries as I can, just for you. It was terrible work. Housing, of course, is the big one. And that's where everyone goes, well, you know, we must be on a par with London. Actually, not really. No, because, yeah, okay, again, London's housing is slightly more expensive, but it hasn't gone up anywhere near as much as it's gone up here in Toronto. A housing survey in 2010 said that Toronto was no longer just seriously unaffordable, but severely unaffordable. So the gradations are almost comical. Does it annoy you? What do we do about it? And can we all have a very jolly good moan together? All this and more as we come back and talk more prices and, of course, more IKEA monkeys right here on News Talk 1010.
The Vinny White Show is on In-Depth Radio News Talk 1010.
If you want to text us, you can do on 71010, or you can call in 416-872-1010, talking about, Toronto being outrageously expensive. And a lot of people say to me, well, hang on, London's a lot more expensive. Well, yeah, well, it's not $10 a beer. First of all, you don't have to tip for a beer in London, because although, of course, the customer service is crap, so you've got every right not to. But no, actually, you really don't have to tip. It's a completely different culture, essentially, when it comes to that. So you can knock a buck off for a start. And then you're looking for a beer in central London is about £3.10, which is about $5. So here I'm paying about $10 a beer, admittedly a good one, you know, maybe a Guinness or something. But there I'm paying about a fiver. So don't give me that whole, oh, London's more expensive. No. And car insurance, whoo, God blimey, that's enough to give you a heart attack. But there are people that disagree, and I like that. So if you want to get in touch, please do, and we'll hammer it out together. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just a little bit tight, you know. Maybe I'm living in yesteryear, and I'm not sure what's going on. 416-872-1010. Johnny, where are you from?
Ottawa.
Ottawa. Do you say Ottawa or Ottawa?
Well, it's funny because, you know...
Hang on a minute. You sound a bit British as well. What's going on here? Is there some sort of take back?
It is just a little bit. I mean, it's not wrong, is it?
Well, I think they've done better than us with their economy, so I'm not sure that we're in any position to take the whole country back at this point. But go on, what were you going to say?
Well, first of all, you say about funny accents. I am from Ottawa.
Mm.
Well, I'm kind of from Ottawa. I'm from across the river in Gatineau. But here, they don't say Ottawa, they say Ottawa. It's like an O-D-A. It's a weird spelling. I don't know. I don't get it.
And of all the places in the world that should have the prefix odd, I wouldn't say Ottawa is one of them, really. It's quite drab, as my experience was.
Just a little bit, but then hang on a minute, you're in Toronto, and they don't, hang on, I just said that right, did you hear that, Toronto?
Yes.
Now, as far as I've heard, I never understand where the hell people are talking about, because they say Toronto.
Well, I've got it down to a tran. That's
tran.
What, yeah, it's just tran now.
Tran.
Yeah, it's fine, yeah.
Fair enough.
If you're from Oshawa, it's Ashan.
No, I'm not going to attempt that one.
Relax the mouth. It's fine.
Hang on a minute. Listen.
Just don't try Regina. Yeah, go on.
I've tried Regina before, and it comes out wrong every time.
Bet you have. Okay.
Rolls off the tongue. Anyhow, listen, you're talking about it being expensive to buy beer and get tips, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Did you know that the Canadian government has just recently relaunched like the handbook for a newcomer's guide to Canada?
Oh, yeah. I didn't get one. Did you get one?
No, I've been here a couple of years like yourself.
I say past that stage.
But in there, they suggest that you should be tipping somewhere along the line of around 20%.
Yeah, that's gone up over the years as well. I was listening to a documentary on that the other day. That all started out about maximum 10% in ale houses in the States. That's why there's such a disparity between tipping in North America and Europe. Yeah. And they're running even higher in the States. It's like a quarter of the bill nowadays.
That's expensive. I'll tell you what, we might as well move back to London because beer's the same price.
Well, no, beer's about half the price if you're buying it in a pub. And it's not all controlled by the LCBO. And don't even get me started on that. Why can't we have plastic bags?
Well, hang on a minute. Why are you complaining then? It should be half the price, even with the tip. Are you saying we're cheap?
Hang on. It depends what we're calling weir. In London, it's about £3.10 for a pint of beer, okay, which is about $5 in Canadian money. And,
all right.
And here, the other day, I got asked for $10 for a beer, including tip.
I suggest you change boozers.
I think I might just give up booze. Apparently, he's getting me in trouble anyway because I was desperately offensive to someone the other day. So,
By the way, no more stalking attractive Rita Meter maids, okay? Because you're obviously going to get yourself into trouble.
What do you call her? Rita Meter maids?
Well, yeah, there was a Beatles song about it, wasn't there?
I'm sure it's definitely politically correct.
Hey, just one other thing, Vinny. You're doing a great job down there, fella. We do miss you up here in Ottawa. And you know what? If you could play a song for me. If you could play a song for me, would you play a Wings song for me and play Jet?
All right. You may have overlooked the concept of talk radio, but I could develop a new feature called If I Could, This Is What I Would. So
sounds like a fantastic idea. I'm pretty sure there's loads of people in Toronto who would love to hear you play some music as well, fella.
Yeah. Well, surprisingly, the more this show goes on, the more requests we're getting for music. Can't think why that is. Yeah, Wings Jet, we'll get it. I'll tell you what, we'll play a snippet of it just for you, sweetcakes.
Cheers, mate. You take care of yourself and keep drinking.
I'll try until I can't afford it, which should be by next week. Take care.
All right, ta-da, mate.
Oh, it's honest. It's like I'm doing a phone-in in England. Can we make sure that we get some Canadians phone-in? I know it's like 49% of Torontonians are born outside Toronto, but I'm starting to feel as if it might be... I might have to put on a pith helmet and pull out a gun and say, well, we've come to take the country back in a minute. And that's not what I really want to do. I couldn't afford it anyway. Oh, dear me. If you want to get involved, it would be lovely to hear from you. 71010 is the text. And you can call in on 416-872-1010. Property taxes. Hire. Well, actually, that one's a bit different. Although the property taxes in Toronto are less than elsewhere in the country, you're paying higher property taxes because your little house is assessed to be worth that of a castle. So I think the thing is with Toronto, my overall look, having assessed the prices across the board, is I love it here and I don't want to go anywhere. But if Toronto was a person, it would be like it's Oliver Twist. It's a lovable, endearing pickpocket that has been somewhat mismanaged and steered in the wrong direction. But it means well. If Toronto had a song, it would be You've Got a Pick a Pocket or Two. That's how I feel when I walk out. Pint of milk, $3! $3! It kills me. It's gone up too much. Have you found Wings? Stick it on for John, and we'll be back in a moment.
Stimulating thought and the talk to follow. This is the Vinny White Show on News Talk 1010. Not your typical talk. You're listening to the Vinny White Show on In Depth Radio. News Talk 1010.
1010 is where you are. Very nearly. Sometimes when I go on air, I almost always automatically say the wrong radio station because I always forget that I now work for 1010. I'm very pleased that I'm here, though. Nice to be here. I used to work in Ottawa, you see, and I very nearly said a competitor station. Oh, naughty. How could you? I've got a few texts coming in on 71010, and it's really interesting, actually. We've opened up quite a few responses when it comes to prices. Nigel, who... Is everyone British? Because Nigel sounds British. I've never met a Canadian Nigel. Anyway, Nigel says... what did he say? Yeah, this is one of the most expensive places I've ever lived, and I've travelled the world, and the worst thing is it's getting more and more each day. One of the arguments that I always say is, if I want to play New York prices, why don't I move to New York? Actually, that's not the first time I've heard that. When you're paying $1,000 for a basement apartment, and then you're thinking, you know, I'm doing it because I want to live in a cool cosmopolitan city, there are some people that would say, well, hang on a minute, why don't I just move to New York then? So that does happen. I like it here, but that's, you know, I'm not representative of everyone. Yeah, that could be true. Shirley says, I live in Brampton, and it's not that bad here, price-wise. As long as you stay outside the centre, then you can afford a reasonable life. That's true, yeah. Well, it's truer. I mean, they've still gone up shockingly over the last few years, no doubt, but nonetheless, not quite to the point where it's completely unaffordable as it is here in the centre. I personally live in a pizza box just off the Don Valley Parkway. Not very roomy, but, you know, convertible. It's nice. So, yeah, it's interesting, actually, just the different responses coming in. Most people saying, yeah, it's really bad. One guy said, I lived in Tokyo, and although I know that's the most expensive city in the world, sometimes I'm astonished by the prices of simple things here, like milk. Milk seems to be the big one that's really upsetting everyone. I can understand that. That's gone up 37% in the last 4 years. That can't be right, can it? How does that work? I mean, I know it's cold for cows, and I know that we get subsidies in Europe, but what's going on? I can't afford each cereals anymore. Actually, I must admit, the other day I went to a well-known convenience store and got a coffee. And, you know, I shouldn't admit this, but I'm going to do it. When you get those little sachets of milk, took a pocketful, took them to my other job. Just get on my life that way. It's not thieving. I bought the coffee. I just overdid it. Yeah, there's a way. I might start a new chapter of this show, Ways to Save Money. That's one. The other one, smuggle booze into bars. They're making me do it at $10 a pint. I'm going to bring a keg in next time. You can make a bit of profit under the table selling it. That's one way of doing it as well. If you've got any money-saving tips, legal or not, 7-10-10. I don't condone illegal activity. I just encourage it. Oh, fantastic. It's really nice to hear from you. Loads coming in. What else are we going to talk about? I want to do the IKEA monkey, not physically, pretty soon. But I want to also do a Toronto Craigslist misconnection. And which one do you want first? Very One Way Radio. Always forget that. Yeah. All right, misconnection. Okay, Mr. Producer, line it up. This is this week's misconnection to the woman that lost control in my car, as posted on Craigslist. We met on Craigslist, so I'm hoping that this post finds you and know that it could quite possibly be the most humiliating date that you've ever been on, but I'm willing to look past that. I thought we had chemistry, sitting at Sneaky D's sharing that basket of Cajun chicken figures while drinking the Guinness. I really felt like there was a connection there. I found you to be intelligent and witty and look forward to further conversation with you. At some point in life, everyone has gambled on a fart and lost. It just happened to be on the first date in my passenger seat of my car. But don't feel bad. I've gambled on a fart and lost in my life on multiple occasions. The first time I did it, it was very memorable. It happened when I was 5. I was sitting on my uncle's lap. I'm lactose intolerant, but I love cheese. I probably win 95% of the time, but I don't think anyone wins 100% of the time on fart gambling. That's why they call it gambling. I'm the last person to judge you for soiling your pants. In fact, I'm impressed at your boldness. The timing, on the other hand, could have been a tad better when you were not sitting on my heated leather seats driving down to Spadina. What I'm trying to say is that if you want to go out again, I would be more than happy to take you someplace where I can get a meal that's high in fibre and less taxing on the digestive tract. I await your call. Call me. Tad. Nice. He finishes up by saying, if you sold yourself on purpose to end the evening, touche. Oh, dear. Shows all over the place, but I'm going to go back to prices because we were talking about that before, and I think if we pursue talking about what I've just talked about, we could end up in trouble. So let's get back to prices. Hello, Anne in Toronto. Nice to hear from you. I'm Vinny.
Hi, Vinny. It's nice to speak to you too.
Tell me your concerns or your pleasures at the prices here in one of the most expensive cities in the world.
Well, Vinny, you know what? I will agree with you. In the last couple of years, Toronto has gotten much more expensive than Toronto in 10 years ago. Mm. But I was in London in 98, and okay. I was shocked and appalled at the cost of just regular things. It would cost me the equivalent of $20 to get downtown. from where I was staying in a borough or a, I don't know, you could call it a semi-suburb, I'm not sure, Harrow, outside, inside London. It was still considered part of London.
Mm.
And it cost me $20 to get to the center of the city. Here, how much does it cost you to get from deep Etobicoke to the center of the city? $3. It cost me $2.
Well, hang on a minute. Like, what did it cost you $20 in a taxi? Because you're not doing apples for oranges there. There's no way you paid $20 on a bus. $20 on a tube in 1998? I don't think so.
Yeah. It cost me $20
Are you sure you didn't buy a tube? That's ridiculous. That's not even that much now.
Well, maybe they were ripping me off. I have no idea. And then
did you have a checkered shirt on, a camera around your neck, and did everyone think you're American? Because if that's the case, they probably were ripping you off.
Well, maybe, but I did not have a camera around my neck.
Okay.
And I was not wearing white socks in my sandals pulled up to my knees.
Oh, don't you? You're turning me on, Anne. You're turning me on. Stop talking, baby.
So I also tried to buy a muffin at one point, and at that time, you could get a muffin, a fresh baked that morning, you could get a muffin in Toronto at the Second Cup for about $1.10, $1.20, and it cost me £2.50.
Which is about $4. But this
It was $7 at the time, just so you know. At the time, it was $7. So I left to go to Paris, where it was much easier.
Oh, I see. Yeah. But first of all, thank you, and you are delightful and lovely. But I can't help thinking this is somewhat irrelevant, because if you're talking about 1998, it is a completely different planet now, so you can't do that.
I don't think it's irrelevant, because I was listening to your little recording, your little dialogue there about your heated seats. And so I think you like the life. And I think I'm wondering where you're getting your beers. I think you could find a place to have a $5 beer here. I think you're just being picky about where you're going.
I think you're absolutely right. I'm clearly making some terrible mistakes and going to ridiculous flagellated and exaggerated priced restaurants. I'm going to show you a bit of free promotion for the Lakeview restaurant, which, of course, doesn't have a view of the lake because they've built a million condos in front of it. But if you go to the Lakeview, where the lack of lake is slightly irritating, it's made up for by fantastically cheap beer, about $4 a pint. Get in.
Yeah, well, there you go. Maybe that's where you should be going.
You're right. However, you are not right when it comes to talking about London prices today, because when you were talking there about the exchange rate, let's not forget, when I moved to Canada 6 years ago, it was about $2.50 per pound. Is that right? Yeah, $2.50 per pound.
Okay.
And now it's 1.4. So what that means is, for international visitors, certainly from Europe, they can't afford to be here where they could before. So, and in reverse, of course, London has become much more affordable. So whilst you were right then, and London was extortionate and awful, we've had a financial crisis. Everything's come down a bit in England, and everything hasn't had we haven't had a crisis here. Gone up a lot.
Well, okay, you may have a point, but I'm going to call my cousin tomorrow to find out, to walk into Starbucks and tell me how much a muffin is in London. And I bet you anything, it will be more expensive than a muffin here.
Okay, I'm going to look up. I'll look it up. I think we can get the producer to look up muffin costs. I'll tell you what, if you want to do milk, how much is a pint of milk in this country? Or a litre of milk?
I don't buy milk.
No wonder, you can't afford it. You'd have to mortgage your house or sell one of your children.
One of those cartons, I think, is about three something. $3.50.
Right, do you know how much that same litre is in England? Hmm? 60 pence, about $1. Arrgh! Pop that in your milky pipe and smoke it.
Okay, fine. Milk is less expensive.
I know. The thing is, I'm really clutching at straws, because if you could hit me back with property, then and I could hit you back with beer, and we could do this all day.
We both come
from expensive cities, and I moved from one expensive city to another one. But it was a promotion, and I love it here, so I'm a happy chappy. I just like a little rant about it occasionally.
Okay. Well, maybe I might meet you at Lakeview.
Oh,
one day.
Has this turned into a little date? I've got a girlfriend, I'll have you know, you saucy little sausage.
You might. Okay.
That's never stopped you before, right? All right, take care. Thanks a lot, Anne.
Okay, see you. Bye.
You know, where it stops, you never know. Hello to Jane in Toronto. How's it going?
Okay, so I have, am I on the air right now?
You are on the air, so watch your potty mouth if that's what you're like.
No, I just wanted to continue your chat about beer prices.
Mm.
So here's my bone to pick, and I'm sort of pointing the finger because it's all these little imitation British and Irish pubs that pose as, you know, your nice, like, easy-to-go-to cheap place around the corner.
Yeah.
And then you go inside, and there's $10 pints and $15 fish and chips. And before you know it, you've had a couple drinks and a meal, and you're rocking up with a $50 tab at a place that, quite frankly, is not really even an authentic British pub or Irish pub.
Yeah.
And is not even necessarily clean. And I'm not gonna name names, but I think we all know what types of places we're talking about. Like,
yeah,
they're on every street corner, and they're kind of charging like French cafe prices.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It is frustrating. And, yeah, the authenticity is another argument altogether. But I think you'll find they're very authentic if they play Irish music and they've got a ukulele hammered to the wall.
But they don't play Irish music. They have big screen TVs and they play Rihanna.
Yeah, I suppose so. You wouldn't get that in Tipperary, would you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I went to Britain years ago when I was little, so I don't have, you know, I don't have a massive authentic comparison, but I somehow doubt, you know, that it looks like just your regular diner around the corner with a few pictures of tartans and makes it authentic.
Well, actually, the other thing that gets me here is that when you go into these Scottish or Irish themed pubs, all the waitresses have to wear kilts. And they're like, oh, it's an authentic experience.
So that I can tell you, doesn't happen.
If you go into a pub in Scotland or Ireland, they're not going to be wearing a kilt, I'll tell you that. Although, I have to say, from a male point of view, it's not necessarily a bad thing on the ice.
But, okay, so essentially what you're saying is in North America, we're just capitalizing off women's bodies.
Wow.
I
ripped the feminist right out of you there. I mean, well, that's, again, it's another argument altogether. You clearly share my frustration, though, with the price of beer and the fact that sometimes you end up going in one of these places that might, well, as you say, be mediocre and end up spending the best part of $10 on a pint. Have you got any tips on how to save money? Because here we are ranting and moaning about it. Perhaps we could turn it around and come up with a few solutions.
You know what? Buy beer. Mm. Or you can also go to local brewers. There's a lot of good local brewers. There's a new place up in the Junction. A friend of mine has invested there, and you can, if you go there, you can get cheaper beer. And I also think it's maybe going into better hands. Just have friends over. Have friends over. Have a barbecue.
Yeah, go old school. And actually, now the summer's around the corner, it's going to be a lot easier to do as well.
Yeah.
Summer's hopefully cheaper, unless you drive to your friend's house.
Well, summer's not cheaper. We just think it is because everybody tends to be a little bit drunker in the summer.
Actually, it's not. You think it is, but then you go out four times as much as well, don't you?
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. I can go and sit in Trinity Bellwoods with some beer, even though that's illegal because you can't be trusted.
You can't. I don't think you can legally drink in the park.
No, I don't think you can.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Can you make sure this show doesn't turn? Because I'm really worried that this show is going to come. People are going to say, have you heard that British guy? All he ever does is moan about where he lives. Why doesn't he just move home? I love it here. I do. It's just that sometimes I'm intrigued and sometimes I like to find solutions on how to live here for the rest of my life without going broke. Is that reasonable?
Yeah, it is reasonable. But maybe you should do a show where you do a show that's like an I Love Toronto show because...
Okay, yeah, to turn it around, spread a bit more love about the place.
Yeah, you know, like for every three rant shows, maybe you do one hip-hip hooray show.
I don't know if it's good radio, though. I actually enjoy listening to people moan, but that might just be a British thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know
if it'd be good radio. Yeah, we like to be more passive-aggressive here.
Oh, okay. Shall I do
you
a show?
You just need to be positive and passive-aggressive.
I know, I see. I know what to do. So how about I do a show called Toronto's Great, where I talk about all the great things in Toronto, but have a very definite, mild undertone of sarcasm that involves a passive aggression?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
How long have you lived here?
Well, I've been in Toronto for years.
Yeah.
I'm not here from here originally. I guess I'm part of whatever the percentage was that you mentioned.
You're part of the 51.
The 51%.
Sorry, no, you're part of the 49. 49% of Torontonians are from outside Toronto.
Yes, so I'm part of that crew.
Yeah.
And I do get, I have noticed in the last 15 years a mass increase in prices.
Yeah.
So I feel you on that, and I do like a beer, and I don't like to have to spend, you know, pull out a $20 bill when I go out for a couple of pints.
Yeah.
When you could buy a 12-pack for that.
Well, honey, if I ever meet you in a park, since the flirtation began with our previous caller, I think I might as well keep the ball up in the air. If I ever meet you in a park and you want to share a can of beer with me, you know, it's not the most alluring way of meeting a woman, but let's be honest, you know, it's realistic. That's what I think.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that's a little creepy. No. If I meet a guy that offers me a beer in a park, I'm going to walk the other way.
I'm beginning to sound a bit like a Craigslist stalker. Thanks for calling. Yeah. I'll speak to you again sometime.
All right.
If I haven't scared you off for the rest of your life. Hello, we've got someone here. Hodge, sister and brother-in-law, just landed from the UK and they're shocked at the prices. So it's not just me then?
Oh, hell no. No, there's quite a bit of a population of us that are surprised at the prices here.
I see.
Now, first of all, I have to ring in purely because I've had people laugh at me all day for saying water, which I believe is the correct pronunciation for water. But I thought I'd ring
this
in.
This has not become a platform for British people to phone up and criticise the country that we live in and the enunciation of the vocabulary. This is not what this is.
Well, although, I'm obviously running the wrong show then. I thought this was.
I won't let this happen. Although, since we're on the subject, there is an H on herbs.
to jump back onto the topic then, sir.
Go on. Before I haven't got a great deal of time, but I would like to hear from you. Just explain to me the shock that they've gone through and what it is that they find particularly expensive of people that have just immigrated here from the UK.
Well, basically, they just landed. So, you know, when you just land somewhere, you're looking at buying all your essentials.
Mm.
You know, to stock your house up, your flat up, or whatever. Mm. Now, myself, I've been here for 2 years.
Mm.
I think that by now, I've been completely desensitized to the amount of money I have to spend just to get basic stuff.
Yeah.
So I took my sister out shopping to a very large store. Some could say it's arguably one of the world's largest kind of chains.
Okay.
And it's renowned for being cheap. You know, as in, you know, good prices.
Yeah.
As I was walking around helping her fill the trolley, her face was just a picture.
Was it? Just for Canadian listeners, when he was shopping with a trolley, he wasn't on a large vehicle that took him around the streets of San Francisco. He means cart.
Thank you for correcting me on that. And I'm actually glad that I'm not that Canadian now. And I still say trolley. Basically, you know, she was absolutely shocked, absolutely surprised. But the icing on the cake was when we went to pay. And she got hit with a HST.
Oh, of course, yeah. Taxes included in the UK, despite it being 20%, which is considerably more. But of course, here it's not included, so you get that lovely little 13% at the end. And don't you love paying 5 cents for a bag? Hey!
I actually love that. You know, I truly do. Yeah, especially when I always have bags lying around at home. And I think, you know what? Next time I go shopping, I'm going to take them with me.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm not going to pay that tax.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I had an argument with someone in a shop here because they said at the end of the day, you paying for a bag is more green. And I said, well, actually, that's not true because on the way home, to prove myself wrong and to prove you wrong and to prove me right, I'm going to shoot a duck. That shut them up.
Which is a very noble thing to do.
No ducks were harmed. It was a joke. But now I feel that people might actually believe us. Thanks for calling and good luck to your brother and sister-in-law. Are they going to live here for the rest of their lives?
I believe so. Well, if they're not scared off by the prices,
yeah.
I think they're here to stay.
Well, keep in touch. Keep me updated. And if I can help again, you know, just to play these things fair, if I ever meet you in a park, I'll give you a swig of my beer. I do know that I sound like a hobo, but you know what? It's just a nice little message for everyone.
Which is fantastic. You know, I mean, I'll be more than happy to join you for a quiet can of beer in the park, but it won't be a date.
You're a fine man. Take care, Hards. Bye now.
Take care. Thank you. Keep it up, buddy.
Oh, some nice people calling in today. If you want to get in touch, you can do 71010 on the text. I'll read them out in a moment, what's come in, and 416-872-1010 on the phone. StarTalk 8255. We'll be back to talk more about that bloody IKEA monkey in just a moment.
Stimulating thought and the talk to follow. This is the Vinnie White Show on News Talk 1010.
Have you heard this show before we recorded that jingle? I mean, I'll take it, but I don't think it's accurate. IKEA Monkey News! Henceforth, the IKEA Monkey News! IKEA Monkey News, my goodness, has this little fella had some column inches. IKEA Monkey Mum launches a children's book. Now, I've got a problem with the term mother, which is used in nearly all of the articles that I've read on the IKEA Monkey, of which there are 6 billion. But this is the terminology that's being used. For example, this is from today's paper. About 100 people filled a Mississauga restaurant yesterday to help the former mother of the IKEA monkey get her pet back. Right, unless this woman gave birth to a monkey, then she is not the mother. Can we make that clear? I can't believe I'm having to say that. And just because you put mother in inverted commas doesn't mean that it's all right. You idiot. Oh, that was inverted commas, though. It's all right. Supporters paid $75 each to get the what? I can't read that. For the launch of the book about the Japanese macaque Darwin. Oh, I see. Supporters paid $75 each to get into a restaurant for the launch of a book about the Japanese macaque. Goodness me. Adventures of Darling Darwin, Monkey Mess, is an illustrated book for kids penned by Darwin's human mum. She's not the mum! Yasmin Nakahuda. You'd think out the amount of times I've heard this name, I could pronounce it properly. It's the first in what is expected to be a 12-part series of books. Nakuda has said that she found the writing process to be therapeutic. Proceeds of the sale of the book and other Darwin merchandise, including T-shirts, will help chip away at the chimps' legal bills. It's not the chimps' legal bills! Can we get two animals, mammals, in this story right? One's a monkey and the other one's a person. Anyway, the chimp is not paying the legal bills. $150,000 is what the monkeys... It's not the monkeys! Legal bills might be. Anyway, well, this is hilarious. And it's the story that keeps on giving, isn't it? Nakuda said she's prepared to move to another city which allows exotic pets in order to reclaim Darwin. As an immigrant to this country and this city, it would be unfair for me to suggest you should leave Toronto, Nakuda. But if you really want to live in a place that's pro-pet monkey, I recommend Koh Phangan in Thailand. I was walking down the beach there once and someone put a monkey on my head. Fact. Can't get away from the little fellas. Every day is an IKEA parking lot in Thailand. It's been great doing this show. I just want to read a few comments out about the prices before I go. How much is a chicken in the UK? Says Steph. It's about £5, $7, something like that. I don't know. I haven't been there for a while. And when I do, I don't tend to just buy chickens. But yeah, chickens are a rip-off here. Enjoying the show. I better not call in. I'm from Liverpool, says someone else. This guy sounds like either Humble or Fred. Not sure which one. I'll take it. I'm not sure which one either, but there you go. There's a shop in Richmond Hill that charges $3 just to get in. It's a comic store and they charge a looking fee. That's Toronto. Wow. And on that bombshell, I think we'll call it a day. See you next week. More news talk all the way through the night right here. Bye.
Feel free to turn him off, but you'll miss him. It's the Vinny White Show on News Talk 1010.